Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Oh, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind. In memory, I'm thinking about
JLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. A proposal to equip SPVM officers with body cams is facing resistance from both the police and City Hall. An SPVM report indicates a high cost in equipping all officers with cameras. They also claim their one-year pilot saw no benefit in having officers wear the cameras. Concerns about the privacy of both the officers and citizens were also brought up. The leader of the opposition, Lionel Perez, believes the city should go through with the project. He claims a need for better oversight and believes it will increase public trust in the police. François Legault has faced harsh criticism after claiming there is no Islamophobia in Quebec. The statement was said a few days after the anniversary of the Quebec City mosque shooting. Legault has opposed calls to make January 29th a day against Islamophobia in Quebec. His office later clarified that he did not mean Islamophobia was non-existent in Quebec, rather that it was not widespread. However, data from StatsCan show that hate crimes have risen sharply in recent years. These crimes predominantly affect Black, Jewish, and Muslim communities. Two former French police officers have been found guilty of the rape of a Canadian tourist. The crime occurred in 2014. The victim, Emily Spanton, was out drinking at a pub when she met the officers. They then brought her back to police headquarters, where she was raped. She said three men were involved, though the third was never identified. Officers Antoine Quirin and Nicolas Redouane faced 7 years in jail. They'll also need to pay a fine to Spanton of approximately $30,000. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Kalalu is in the house!
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalalu, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. Oh yes. Good afternoon, and welcome once more to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. How you doing? Welcome to Canada. If you just come in, you know it's Canada. It's very cold here. Especially, but I heard somebody tell me Toronto colder than Montreal. Good for all you. we've been colder than you all for a long, long time, over 100 years. And now you're colder than us. So, eh?
That ain't true.
we've been colder all the time. We've been cold. So we are going to be warming the place up for you today with Caribbean Callaloo, with Caribbean vibes. If you need to know anything, give us a call, 514-848-7471, or you could send a text at that same number. Get your pen and paper, please. 514-848-7471. So you can do that. You know, we in the house. You've been just listening to Mr. Boy, I ain't seen you for so long. Anytime I want to remember his name, I just have to remember a song. And if I can't remember this song, Alala, this song. So Mr. Lala is in the house. How you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. And
yeah,
you know,
I'm really, really, really wonderful.
You're wonderful.
But you know, last week I went to Miss Auntie Norma's funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, to me, it was cathartic. It released a lot of energy. And I saw some people that I haven't seen in years.
Oh boy.
You know, if you want to see someone that you really didn't want to see, go to a funeral.
Go to a funeral.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't want to see them anyway. You have some people I prefer see them in their lying in the coffin.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm joking. Only a joke, okay? I know people, yeah, a lot of people wish that on me too, but I have been done for the last 50 years since I've been here.
Yeah, but it was wonderful. I met a lot of new faces, new people and everything like that, you know. And I'm so sad to hear that this person, you know, passed away, you know. So I don't really want to give any information because I don't have the approval. You know,
well, if they're dead, that's enough approval to say they're dead.
Exactly. Yeah. But I leave it up to the family.
Okay.
See what's going on.
All right. Yeah.
Master J, good afternoon to you, boss.
Yes, man. We have a new lady. We have a lady. She's not actually new. She's just living in over there. Hi, Master J.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you
man.
Doing?
Well, you know, we cold. You know something, and I love to be cold. I spent 2 hours outside the other night,
yeah,
and I was frozen hard.
Yeah.
And then I went over and see a friend of mine, and she said you were wonderfully hard.
You know, they say it was so cold it could freeze the nuts off the Jakarta Bridge. You know what I mean?
With the nuts?
Yeah.
Well, you freeze. And they're not only Jakarta Bridge, they freeze my nuts. So I don't know.
But we're gonna get some nice weather coming up in 2 days' time. So don't worry.
So Mr. Master J, how you doing, my man?
Well, after being fighting up with the snow, get up to go to work, to clean the car, clean the driveway. You know, it's work before work.
Yep. Yeah.
But this is North America, and
just watch your back. That's all.
Yeah. I take my time. Yeah. I breathe slowly, and but you gotta do it. You gotta do it. And coming back from work, the driveway is full of snow again, and you gotta do it.
And it's slippery outside, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's okay to do it, but if you have a heart condition, please don't do it.
No. So far, the heart is okay. Thank God.
What are you saying, C. Ellis?
No. I'm young for that. Yeah.
You go see Alice if something else have a condition. And I think Lala need to see Alice. Go see Alice. I'll give you she address. She's at the pharmacy right now.
You know, I have two aunts that name Alice, so I can I will go see them.
Aunts that name Alice?
Yeah, they live in the islands.
They live in the island.
Yeah.
And if you go see them, you're gonna be in real problem. because anyway.
All you want to hear me talk dirty to again, again, eh? Stretch my city laughing at me right now.
You put pepper in the callaloo already?
Boy, I put pepper in the callaloo every week, but I just add more when it comes to halftime.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay,
yeah. Because some people don't like too much pepper, so they're going to just sip it and enjoy it.
You know what? I like the scorpion pepper. I like the hottest
the
one.
Scorpion pepper.
Yeah. That's a nice pepper. Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever pepper that is, I did. Hey. It is bite you.
Oh gosh! Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, anytime you need a scorpion pepper, if I need something scorpion, I go in the sea and dive.
Hey,
yeah, man. All right. So we're gonna be taking off this taking off with this lady here, Donna Thompson Hall, and she has about 4 albums out there. She lives in Toronto, Canada. And she has a lot of nice music on her gospel music, gospel songs. And I wish I don't, you know, the gentleman send all the phone numbers for me. But you should give me a call after I play the song and tell me how we can get in touch with Donna Thompson, how you can get her music, because she have a lot of lovely gospel music. And we're going to start off the program with this one. This one is called Write My Name.
My finger on the golden pen,
yes, I tell you. You ready? We're gonna bring in the saints right now. We're gonna bring in the saints right now. Yeah, man. I gotta be in that number when the saints come marching in, because I'm Saint Raphael. Oh yes, Donna Thompson Hall, man. Tell you something, vibrating music. She has on about 4 of her albums. Yeah, man. I want to be in the number when the saints come marching in, because you know I'm part of that number right there. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo. We're gonna get into a quick break, and we'll be back, and then we continue with the program. Stay tuned, because we're coming back with more Callaloo.
Are you thinking about a Master of Science in Administration? Attend the HEC Montreal MSc Information Session Thursday, February 7th at 6:30. Discover HEC Montreal Management specializations offered in English and in French, Finance, Data and Business, Financial Engineering, Global Supply Chain Management, User Experience, and International Business. Attend the information session Thursday, February 7th at 6:30. Meet professors, learn more about the programs and administration. Register now at hec.ca.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Oh, yes. I tell you something. We're going to play a song here by Charlene Davis. And boy, she'll be in Montreal coming up. I'm going to tell you when. But, you know, she's gone gospel. She's going to be hosting a big gospel show here in Montreal, and I'm going to tell you all about it. But just listen to what kind of gospel she has right now. I'm going to put on one for you, one day at a time. Let me take in one day at a time, because you know why? It's winter. It's cold. It's snowing. So we are going to take one day at a time.
Sure.
This lady would be in Montreal. Okay. Okay, she has the Shawmady Baptist Church fundraiser. It's coming up. A fundraising concert from Jamaica. Charlene Davis, April the 13th. Sorry, I keep saying Charlene. Carlene Davis. Why am I saying Charlene? Carlene Davis. Yeah, man. Yes. She's going to be in Montreal, April the 13th, at the Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, 1235 Saint-Lambert Classé. That's downtown. Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's not happening. It's not happening. Okay. So, yeah. She has other artists with her. Okay. You know, we have the Fitzpatrick sisters, Zena Edwards, you know, lots of other people. So, we're going to tell you more about it as we go along because, you know, we have a lot of time. The early bird tickets are nearly gone. So, you better call around for your early bird tickets. They're $25. After that, it's $30. So, you can give them a call. The church is putting it on. And they're at 450-681-4643. So, it's limited. And after that, you know, you got to pay the full price. Okay. So we're going to wish everybody this month is, what's this month is called?
Black History Month.
Oh, yes? This month is called Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to all of us. And you know something? It's nice to celebrate Black History Month. And, you know, every day for us, they say it's a Black History Month because we never stop
making history
in this world. We have a lot of very, very good people who did a lot of very good things. And they build, you see, they have the White House in Washington where the President of the United States lives. Black people build that. Yep, you know. So, as Martin Luther King had give us a dream, and we would like to give you a little bit about that dream and keep your hopes alive. If you're black, just keep your hopes alive. Things will happen. Things will work out for you one day at a time. So let we, see, it's not playing. Oh gosh, I tell you something. Oh. No. I tell you something, it's not playing. Why not? I thought I had it playing just now. Anyway, so when we get it going, let me see if we could get it from this one. Oh, I have a dream. Anyway, but I was going to play something from it, but it's not working out on the computer. I have a dream. You want to come along and see if you can get it for me, please? Yeah, Black History Month. You know, it's been going on now for a few years that they declare this month our Black History Month, and it's the shortest month of the year, so that's all right. We'll take it one day at a time. All right, so. I'm trying to play the speech of Martin Luther King Jr. here. We're going to try to set it up off the phone. And for you people on Facebook who can't get me, I'm sorry, I can't log in. I'm going to try to log in right now, but I have a problem logging in today. Somebody crossed me up. I think the Facebook thing is somebody keep hacking me. I don't know. I don't have any money. Why are they hacking into me? All right. You get it going, my friend?
So even though we face difficulties...
Put up the volume on your phone.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual,
free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Oh yes, we are free at last, we are free at last. Not all the time we are free at last. We see a lot of things are happening all over the world, right here in Montreal, in Canada, in the United States, everywhere, where even the lawmen are getting, taking the law in their hands, and because they have the law in their hands, they do all type of bad things to our black people. And we have to find a way to stop that. One day we hope that can stop, and I think we got to find the way to do it here. So in the meantime, welcome again to Caribbean Callaloo, and we are going to come back with more Callaloo. So, Master J, give me something, you know.
We're going Grenada today.
You're going Grenada today?
Yes.
All right. Let me hear what happened in Grenada. Before you go Grenada, you know, I hear one thing about Grenadian men. Grenadian men has a real, real thing, and I have to tell all you. They say Grenadian men like to put their mouth in woman business. I don't know why. What is in a woman business you got to put your mouth in? Tell me. I'm going to have to ask a Grenadian guy the next time I see him. So let me go. Let me go.
Like those who show they could rise from the rubble of devastation with patriotism and dedication for our reconstruction. Oh, Grenada,
land of my birth,
the way you suffered.
Oh, because
those tribulations
you had to bear
will make Superman
that my country would do for me. I am proud. I love my country. If we learn to pull we hand to the little gods we can, we could make the need a better land. On my TV to check out the daily news, the things I see that have me confused, hey. The number of crime and violence I see on the street, sometimes I'm frightened like you're not it, hey. But when you check out Grenada, we have no diamond and silver, but we just live in unity, and that's what makes me happy. Is then I come to realize, oh God, my country is a paradise. Hey.
Oh yes,
I love my Grenada.
I love my Grenada
forever.
Yeah boy, I from Grenada, you know. A lot of you know that.
My grandfather, she will
always. I from a very very nice place, the most interesting place in Grenada. I'm from there, a place called Guav. Oh boy, the Grenadians laughing at me. You know something? Even before I left the islands, I was a little boy growing up. And if I say something stupid, they give me a club and say, ask you, bam, where you from? Guav? So, you know, I adapt. My adapted line is Guav in Grenada. Closer to you, I'll get closer to the mic and so let me talk. Good afternoon, ladies, and Grenadian ladies are in the house, so introduce yourself to the world right now is listening to you.
Good afternoon, Montreal.
Good afternoon, world.
Yep.
My name is Sharon Benoit, better known as Miss Grenada.
Miss Grenada.
Good. Always represent 100%.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Nicole Swan. Mm-hmm. I'm the president of Grenada Nationals Association of Montreal.
Wow. Good.
Happy to be
afternoon.
Here.
Nice meeting you.
Yes.
Okay. I think I met you a couple of times, but nice meeting you again.
Nice
welcome.
Meeting you.
Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJ.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Yes.
So you're here because we know Grenada Independence is coming up soon.
Yes.
It's for the 5th anniversary of independence.
Grenada, Carriacou and Petey Martinique.
Independence.
How many years?
45 years. Independence.
Boy, that's an old country, I tell you. Only getting old one time.
No, we staying young.
We're always young. No, always right. Young.
It's a young independent.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure we're gonna be doing something to celebrate that occasion.
Yes, we'll be doing something. We have some celebrations planned.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we have planned is a church service.
Okay, church service.
It's tomorrow, February 3rd, mm-hmm. at 11 a.m. It's at St. Paul's Anglican Church, 3970 Côte Saint-Catherine.
Okay. All right. So that's 11 o'clock church tomorrow at St. Paul's Anglican Church.
Yeah.
Over there on Saint-Catherine.
And we have brunch to follow. Usually when we have the independence service, we usually have a cocoa tea. Mm-hmm.
Bakes and salt fish.
Yeah, normally.
Dry planting, everything.
Normally I don't go to church anymore. I used to be an altar boy, you know. All at once I stopped going to church. But you know something? If Grenadians are having planting and fried cocoa tea and all them things after the church, are coming to church.
You're welcome. We will have the procession of the flags also.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it will be a great time celebrating Grenada's independence.
Yeah, it would be a blessed day, a blessing in Grenada for the 45th year of independence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
And when you're going to have the big party?
We're going to have the big party on the 9th of February.
Okay. Okay, yes. That's the week after, next week.
Yes, next Saturday at 6767
Codinage Road.
Okay.
It begins at 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. We will have exhibitions, displaying Grenadians' talent, Grenadian artwork, wow. And, you know.
The food. Which is the oil dung.
Also.
Oh, yes. You know something?
The sorrel, the mobby, the ginger.
Yeah. Wow. You know something?
Uh-huh.
All you make me feel hungry. I'm hungry. Lord, you know why? Don't call no more food name from Grenada, please, so much. I didn't eat before I come here. You know, you're Grenadians. I go eat off one of your head. I have to say this about Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
Grenada massive. Love when you're bad. Shango and teacher general man.
Yeah, man. Talking about Grenada. Grenada, we love you, we love you, we love you. God bless Grenada.
Yes.
Yeah, man. And we go bless it up from tomorrow. We got to have church in the morning.
Yes.
11 o'clock church over there at St. Pascal. St. Pascal?
St. Paul's
Anglican Church. And brunch after. Yeah. And I tell you something. I love how Grenada just cooked the poke. I need Grenada poke, eh? I need some Grenada pork. Make sure all you have pork. Not because it's church. Bring pork.
We're not sure about that one.
You ain't sure about pork?
No. We know about the salt fish.
Yeah. You know what salt fish?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And
maybe some smoked herring.
Smoked herring.
Yeah.
And you don't. How about the what do you call the national dish?
The all down, no, not at the church all service.
You're not put them anything?
That's for Independence Day.
Oh, so the next week?
Yeah, the all next week. So February, you know what? 9th.
If I want to, the February 9th, I come and I get all the Grenada food.
Yes.
All right. And you're going to have pork there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You better.
Pigtail.
Yes. Yeah, man. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. Pigtail.
Yeah.
Okay, so. All right, yeah, last time I had a Grenada pigtail over there at Green Restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was good. And then you all had your festival, your All Down Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, I was one of the judges, you forget?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember.
And when I eat my All Down, and I make sure that the pork was tasting good, and I vote for that person. I don't know if they win, but I vote for them.
It's all good.
All right, so let's reschedule what's happening.
So tomorrow, February 3rd, at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Anglican Church, 3970 Coates and Catherine, we have a church service. I'm celebrating Grenada Carriaco and Pity Matnick's for the fifth anniversary of independence. And next Saturday,
February 9th, we'll be having the Grenada Independence
cultural show and extravaganza.
Food.
There will be lots of food. The bar will be solid.
All right.
Tickets cost $30. Get your tickets now. Everyone is invited.
It would be an experience. We would be showcasing Grenada.
And you talk just now about a solid bar.
Yes.
Your bar is not going to be solid if you didn't have a woodman in there.
Yes, it would be woodman in there.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, I ain't coming if you don't have woodman.
Yes, there will be woodman.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blaze provided the blue woodman already.
Mr. Blaze,
he's going to tell you about it later.
You know something? He promised me a bottle so long, and I want to know when I'm going to get a bottle. But it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, he probably using it. He probably need it more than me.
Don't worry, have a lot.
You have a lot?
Yes.
Good, thank you. I know where you live in. I'm going to buy him.
It's okay. You could go anytime.
I'm going to buy him anytime.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
All right, ladies, thank you. And next week, we're going to talk more about this.
Yes.
And next Saturday night, we're going to be seeing you, I for sure, and Montreal would be seeing you over
we
there.
We invite everyone.
Come, it would be an experience.
Yep. St. Lucia, Antigua, Trinidad.
Wherever. Come out. Come out in your guys' numbers.
Yeah, man. You know something? When Grenada is doing something, all them islands in support. I know St. Vincent is support.
Yes.
Because we close.
Close,
you know.
Yes.
I heard every time I talk to a Grenadian, they say, all your teeth, one of the islands. One of the Grenadines Island. Which one you think it is?
Union Island?
No. That's another one. Carriaco
is ours.
Yes, Carriaco is ours.
Carriaco is yours, but another one.
Pity Matnick?
Yeah, something. I think it's Pity Matnick.
Yeah.
They always say Pity Matnick belongs to me, but I said no.
No, that's Grenada.
Grenada's Island. Yeah.
That's true.
Remember we said Grenada, Carriaco, and Pity Matnick.
All right. Okay.
All of them is ours.
I go figure it out and let you know next week.
No, it's ours.
All right,
even though you figure it out, you're gonna lose. Yeah. It's ours.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Montreal.
Thank you, Montreal.
See you, guys.
Next week, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
I love you.
King man love.
I love you.
King man love.
King man love.
Yes, the king man love and the king man love.
King man love.
Sheba. Yes, the king man love you.
Grenada, Grenada, Grenada.
Umakata, umakata. Woman I love.
Oh yes, we love you Grenada. In the house, we have the Honorary Deputy Consul General of Grenada. All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Mr.
How are you?
Mr. Riffel McKenzie, thank you so much for having me on this evening. It's a pleasure to be here. The honor is all mine. Better known as DJ 610.
Yes, I know.
I heard we live.
Yeah, are we live? We're very live.
Wow.
You know, the Grenadians... Call me. Don't call me 610 anymore.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they call me another name.
You tell me.
You ready?
Bring me up to date, please.
610.
Oh boy.
Yep.
That's a new one for me.
That's a new one for you.
Sure.
I have a new one for you too. But in the meantime, we know you're here on official duty of Quebec, and you are the official right now Consul General of.
Yes.
Quebec.
I was confirmed by the government of Grenada during the month of December.
Okay.
I'm presently going through the formalities with the government of Canada.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much.
You have always been doing a good job for Grenada, and I know you could continue to do a great job for Grenada.
Well, for 3 years, I was a deputy consul in Quebec, because at that time I had my brother who was the honorary consul, Mr. Leonard Warwood Jr.
Yes.
We lost a. That was a massive loss a few months ago.
Big hit to Grenada.
Yes,
here in Montreal.
So I'm just trying. I'll try the best of my abilities to try and hold things together.
Right, and you know, I know that you do this, and you guys put your time into this and everything else.
Yes, it's
and
all volunteer.
A lot of Grenadians want to have something like a commission of oath that you are capable of doing. Now, tell us about your commission of oath duties.
Yes, I was appointed a commission of oath for Quebec about 5-6 years ago. This is a commission appointment recognized by the government of Quebec and the Minister of Justice of Quebec that has appointed me to this post. This post allows me to assist not just Grenadians, but any person of any nationality or any person in the province of Quebec, anywhere in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It's also recognized, the signature and my seal is recognized in other parts of Canada. And definitely Grenada, St. Vincent, Barbados, even places in Africa. So I assist a lot of people with preparing documents. If a parent is traveling alone with the children at the border, the security might ask him, who's the father? Where's the father? Mm-hmm. Where's the mother?
Yep. You can sign a document to give him right her right to cross the border.
Yes, and I've done it for people going through Paris, going into Africa, and they've come back to me and said, "Thank you so very much. That paper is like a golden pass." Okay. So and I do this at no cost.
Yeah, everything I do is volunteer. So next time I'm crossing and they turn me back, I know who to come to see.
Just give me a call.
Yeah,
I'll do the best I can.
All right, you know.
I'm also here for any person, especially Grenadians, the authorities that have a difficulty with the authorities. Mm-hmm. They have the right to ask to speak to me. Of course, we have to follow the laws and statutes of the country of Canada and the province of Quebec. However, what I can do is to ensure that the person is treated properly.
Yep.
And they're given all the statutes of the rights and privileges of a person.
Yeah.
And I do that all the time.
Good, good, good.
My big thing is the farm workers project.
The farm workers?
Yes.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Well,
I know every year they have a lot of farm workers come from the Caribbean. There is any coming up from Grenada?
Yes. Within the next 4 weeks, we'll have the first batch of Grenadians arriving in Quebec.